It is the final Tuesday of the month. That means we check in with the RBB, and their superintendent is Dr. Mike Wilcox. Last time I saw Dr. Mike Wilcox, he was sitting on top of a 1951 cherry apple red tractor for the
It was Persian orange.
Oh, was okay. Well, it didn't yeah. translate well in the newspaper or wherever I saw it. But you had that baby. You getting that baby hooked up for the Monroe County Fall Festival? It looked like you guys had a great time. Dodged the weather there. Tell us all about it.
We did. That was a great time. Yeah, it's a 1951 Alice Chalmers WD Persian orange fully restored tractor that was very graciously donated to our new FFA program. Exactly what I did Saturday, pull the float, and when we have special events throughout the course of the year that we have something like that, so we've got that, and to help educate the kids on the past and pull that through the parade, and in front of me pulling the intermediate school float, it was another Alice Chalmers. Rod Height was pulling that with Jimmy Durnell's Alice Chalmers fully restored CA, and that was as I tweeted out, that was the preferred bottle of the parade last Saturday. So that was a lot of fun. You know, our little bit of our Southern Indiana farm boy heritage kind of came through, I guess. In that.
Amen. So,
hey, Mike, before we get too far into this, one of the things we had MCCSE on earlier, they fall break, you have a fall break, but yours is 1 week. So talk about your fall break so people understand what RBB is doing.
Right. We are doing the week of October 10th. That would be a week after next. And we're doing the full week. And, again, it starts Monday, October 10th, and our folks seem to like the one-week setup the last 2 years we have done that. So when we come back, our teachers gave us positive feedback, and that the kids were rested. Their batteries were recharged, so to speak. Adults as well, and it was just about right that it gave them that first little break, a little rest, but wasn't too long that they felt like it was any type of setback at all. So they thought that was about right. So that's what we've gone with on our calendar for this year and next year.
Now, you just had something a little bit unusual, and that was a parent-teacher conferences, but that was no kids around the school. This is a whole day activity. Explain that.
Right. It's been a few years since we had done it. It was prior to me. It would have been the last time, and I'm not even sure what year or how many years prior to me, but we had set aside a day in the calendar. We had discussed a number of ways to try to sneak those in and also we just finally set aside a day to try to strategically plant that in there to where, you know, into the first 9 weeks, so teachers had a good feel on where they were at with the kids, and they could have the most productive conversations with parents and make the most of it. So we had that last Thursday, and the kids were not here, but the entire day was devoted to that, and we had great turnout. You know, traditionally, the high school and wherever I've been has usually the lowest turnout, but in the feedback from my teachers over there, they had a good number of conferences and they felt like they had a really good day.
Now, you already have, and this, Mike, listen to this. He has the I-STEP scores, but they're embargoed. So
correct.
You can't talk about it, right?
Correct. Yeah, we have those. How did you get them? Well, the DOE sends those out to us, and they make no bones about it that it's embargoed, that we need to not release those publicly. And the other variable along with that is that the way that it's figured is that we could receive a number of growth points where it could change the grade, and we have three different buildings that could by our calculations. The grade could change for the better as a result of when they figure in the growth points. So we're still kind of waiting and seeing, so to speak. And and all. So we're pretty good overall. You know, we've still got room to get better, and we're getting better, and all. You know, we're as we've said in the last year, as we've gone through the accreditation, all we feel like we're a really good corporation knocking on the door of greatness, and that's where kind of where we're still at with our scores.
So basically, you have an opportunity to look at what they're going to say and say, well, no, we think you didn't do the division right there, or that kind of thing, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So we can kind of, you know, take an extra good look at that, and anything that we don't think that's right or needs a second look at, we can sure bring that to their attention.
Now, there's a lot of sports stuff going on down. You got a girl that made it through the golf regional.
Yeah. Megan Higgins made it to the golf regional. Did a great job.
Yeah, it's a great season.
They really did, and they've done a great job. And Megan represented us so well over at the regional, and also hated to see that season come to an end. You know, that's girls' golf is usually the first one because they start so early.
Yeah, exactly,
but,
July.
But so it's that first one. It's like, holy cow, we've already got the first season behind us. So, but we say that every year, but it's so true.
And you got some other. You're hosting some cross country and other
things.
Yeah,
we've got cross country county tonight, starting at 6 o'clock.
County meet.
So, yeah, county meet.
And a big celebration with that as well, seniors' night.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, honoring our seniors, and also the tennis teams travel over to the sectional tonight over Bloomington South. So wish them great luck over there. Football at Brown County Friday night. Also Saturday at 9 o'clock, the big volleyball invitational here, the Joyce Gates Invitational. Joyce was a longtime teacher and coach here at RBB, and we named that in honor of her in that invitational. And that'll be five teams in that invitational, and that's 9 o'clock Saturday. Also, the WIC, Western Indiana Conference Cross Country Championship, will be out at the Laverne Gibson Course, over at the Laverne Gibson Course at 10 o'clock on Saturday. Of course, that's like one of the greatest courses that there is. And also, that's exciting. Our kids love to run over there, so we'll hopefully get a WIC win over there. They've had a great season looking forward to them having a great day over there. Boys soccer were WIC champs, so that was a great honor for those kids, and also we're excited about that. Soccer sectionals are next week, and we host a girls sectional here, and that's October 3rd is when we start that first round of sectional play next week with soccer. And let's see, we had along that same line, sixth graders last week went over to Memorial Stadium, and
I saw that.
Spent some time. We were the first of the county schools to go over and visit. The other county schools went after us. We got to be first, but a huge thank you to Coach Wilson and the staff for.
You got a perfect day for it as well.
Oh, yeah, reaching out to us and bringing us over. It was a perfect day. Our kids were excited. They were fired up really well behaved and all. So we want to thank Coach Wilson and the staff and support staff over there for having us over, and what a great PR and community outreach to us, and the opportunity for our kids to be on campus just for a little bit. And it didn't take up the whole day. We were over there about an hour, and then they had lunch and all. So, you know, we still had a good academic day at the same time. So it was the best of both worlds. So.
Now, we don't. Before we let you go, we don't want people to forget the EHS Dollars for Scholars 5K run is coming up 8:30.
Yes.
8:30 in the morning.
So appreciate to everyone who participates in that and contributes to that. And all that means so much for our kids. You know,
yeah, all the money goes for scholarships for Edgewood EHS students. So a fantastic way to give back and to get in shape. I'll let somebody else handle
that.
I don't want to hurt my arm getting my wallet out, but I'm not running for anything. Dr. Mike, we always appreciate your time. We hope you're feeling great, and you sound like you're full of energy and ready to roll. And, boy, October is going to be here, and it'll be over before we know it. We'll be talking about Halloween costumes here next time.
Oh, I know. Hopefully we'll have a bunch of Hoosier football wins between now and then, too.
So I couldn't agree with you more.
Always a great week to beat Michigan State.
It is. It is.
A great week to beat the Spartans. So hopefully they'll have a great Saturday. So
excellent. Well, you guys keep staying busy over there, and we'll get caught up with you then at the end of October.
Sounds great. Thanks so much, guys, for all you do for us. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Dr. Mike Wilcox from Edgewood and the RBB and the whole corporation, Keith.
He's the superintendent.
He's the superintendent. And they've got it rolling over there,
that's
too.
Right.
So great. Different.
Wonder if he'll let me drive his tractor in that.
No.
Dollars for Scholars.
No, he won't.
I don't want to run.
You can walk by and look at it. It's 1951. It doesn't need to be driven a whole lot, right? Good job differentiating the brakes there. Sometimes people get confused what fall break is what. Just remember, go to your corporation's homepage. That's the easiest way to do it. And pull up the calendar. That's official. And take a picture. Excuse me. Take a picture, download it, cough, whatever you need to do. Uh-huh.
You need something, Hillary?
Oh, gee whiz.
Debates, huh?
So, better have some more whatever's in my coffee cup. Uh-huh. 8:49 at WGCO. We thank